Several of the women, the young women, have approached me several times and said, why do we have to speak every year? You know, don't they get tired of us? And I said, I don't know. I'm 84. They still ask me to speak. Don't ask me why. What more can you say than you've said it many, many, many times? But I praise the Lord that he still gives me a little bit of an opportunity to speak for him.
Amen.
Tell you a little bit about my life. I was saved when I was 9 years old. My mother and dad, my dad was a deacon for 65 years. And they were Christian parents, which I'm very, very blessed that I had. And then at 15, I started to be a missionary. And God really has blessed me in that field. I met a man who was just starting his second year of college, and he wanted to be a missionary, and he wanted to go to China. And that's where I wanted to go. So we thought, well, maybe the Lord's going to send us to China. But as he finished his college, China's doors closed just about that year. So that was out. But we knew that he was calling us, so we knew we could go somewhere. And so we started our family. He wanted lots of children. I surrendered 8. I said, that's it. You have to. He wanted 10. I said, you adopt the rest. Which we did. We didn't legally adopt them all, but we did raise many, many children. But anyway, after pastoring 10 years in different places, he came home one day and he said, you know what? We said we want to be missionaries. And what are we still here for? Let's just go. So we got our little 4 children at the time and 3/4 of another, got in our little station wagon and pulled a little trailer and went all the way down to Mexico. Now, you might not think that's so strange, but we knew one missionary in Mexico. Through the years, he'd come to one of our churches that Dale had pastored, and it's the only one we knew, and he was way down in Guadalajara. And we struggled all the way down that far, not knowing any Spanish, and I was scared to death. We crossed the border. We didn't have a good new map. We had an old map. We went down across 3 rivers, and then we saw all these men across, sitting on the side of the road in the middle of the night with bandanas across their noses. And I said, they're bandits. They're fixing to kill us. I just know they are. Later we found out they do that in Mexico for keeping the cold out of their. So anyway, let me read you a portion that's been very, very special to me. Titus, I'm sure many of you read it. Many have read it many times. Titus 2, verses 3 through 5. They don't need to hear me. the aged women also likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. They may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. So there is a spot for us aging women. And I hope that I've not been a bad influence on any of my children, my daughters-in-law, or any of my friends. I pray that, you know, that you've been able to see a little bit in my life that has been pleasing to God, and that you want to do the same thing.
Amen.
Anyway, after getting to Mexico, we knew this one missionary, and he was a fine man. He had very good command of the language. He had a church that he'd established several years before, and it was really going great. They had some really wonderful people there that really loved the Lord and served him. But he had a wife that was not 100% behind him. In fact, she wanted to be the one who was the important one in this church, and that grieved me, and I know it was a problem to him, even though we never discussed it. But, you know, it finally ruined that marriage, and the church was left without a pastor. And they divorced later, and I just felt so sad. Every time that Dale would get in the car with this brother to go down to town, because Dale was learning to be a missionary from this man, and they would go downtown, and she would get upset because she didn't get to go. She was upset because she didn't get to say what they should be preaching about on Sunday. And, you know, it really grieved me. And I wrote a little poem that I kind of thought through the years that I don't want to be like this person. And when you gave me my mate, Lord, for better or for worse, could you have made a mistake, Lord? Is it blessing? Is it blessing or a curse? I really love him dearly, Lord. I cherish him, it's true. But I can't always see so clearly, Lord, when he tells me what to do. I just don't feel so sure, Lord, that he knows what's best for me. I like to feel secure, Lord. It means so much, you see. What would I ever do, Lord, if he decides to go to far off Timbuktu, Lord, or the wilds of Pinkana Road? I'll have to speak my mind, Lord. I'll have to have my say. Well, he just may be blind, Lord, or he may not know the way. So why not speak to me, Lord, and tell me all your plan? A woman can plainly see much better than a man. I wrote that in hoping I would never be that woman, okay? But anyway, after we were there, and really, truly, I really vowed that I would never be that way. And the Lord's been good to me. Maybe it's because I had a husband who would never let me do that. Pretty strong, but that's okay. I'm glad he was, because he helped me. I mean, he was a blessing to me all the way. Anyway, so after 11 years, we felt like for the longest time, every time Dale would go into the market, he would see children that were, a few children that were scattered around. They were sleeping in the market. They had no place to go. They had no, if they had a mother or father, they didn't care about them. And that grieved him. And he, if you know Dale, he loved children. And so he thought, well, I can't do much else. I'm just learning Spanish, and I don't really have enough knowledge yet to be able to preach. So we'll start taking in children. So we started doing that. And it was fine with me. And we began to take in children. But after 11 years in the orphanage work, and it was a blessing in a lot of ways. We were able to win all the children that came to our home to the Lord, which was a real blessing. And my children love those children just as well as they like their own brothers and sisters. But after those 11 years, we felt like God was changing our focus. Because, you see, Dale never had time to do any preaching. He was always fixing things, like washing machines, where I wouldn't have to scrub my clothes on my hand, which I did a lot. or you know, maybe there was something wrong with the old refrigerator that we had. Anyway, he never had time to really minister. And he felt like, you know, what, he was in a box. He just didn't feel like that he could get out of that. So we prayed about it for several months. And finally he came to the decision that we would just close the orphanage and he would go into full-time preaching. Now, by that time, we had many that had grown up and gone to live with other relatives somewhere down the line. So we only had four children that really truly had a place somewhere else. So that was a blessing. Whose sisters were adopted by a woman missionary, and they both, one ended up becoming a wife of a pastor. The other went on to study. And she is ministering today by herself in Mexico for the Lord. So that was a real blessing. And two brothers went to another place. And so God was good to us that we didn't have to just send them away without any kind of a place, any place to go. So we prayed for guidance. And so we came home after 11 years with the orphanage work. And God did bless in those days. We had we'd started meetings right there in our village where we had, I think I forgot to mention that we had built our place from scratch with adobe brick. We built the houses, all our buildings were built from adobe that was made right there from our land. Straw, just like in Egyptian days. Straw and water and mud, okay? And they built some, and they were very sturdy, very comfortable. just like coming in from the hot sun and coming into an air-conditioned house. There was no air conditioning at all, but it was wonderful. We enjoyed that very much, but God was leading us into a work that we felt like would be more productive. So we prayed for guidance, and we came home for a few years. All the time, Dale was wishing that he could find a partner. He knew that God did not want him to work alone. So we prayed and prayed, and we stayed in Houston for a few years, still praying that God would lead us back to Mexico. And so he did, and lo and behold, we met Bill Kincaid, and he was thinking about leaving Guatemala. I always forget that country. And anyway, the two got together and formed a team, and we were there, and we went to San Luis Potosí and started a ministry there. A lot of preaching on the street, a lot of things like that, and so we felt like that God was in that. In the meantime, several men were right here in San Antonio were praying about going to mission field. We're talking about Mike Jackson and Susan. Joey and Brent and Debbie were praying about it. And Brent and Janice were praying about it. So they all came. And I'll never forget when I heard what Brother Lindell told them. You are to go to San Luis and you are to be under Dale and Bill for 2 years. It doesn't mean anything they want you to do. You have to do it. If it's cleaning potties, you do it without question. You have to be trained. So they came and very graciously were submitted to that. And then God moved them to Leon. And after quite a few months there, with not an awful lot of work, but God did begin to work. And boy, when he started working in Leon, he really started to work. And God was wonderful. We stayed in Saltillo and helped the church there grow. And how God has blessed. What did I say?
Saltillo,
excuse me. Many cities involved. Anyway, now I don't even know how many churches there are in Mexico now. Does anybody bill? How many?
There's 20-something.
It started. Can you imagine how God worked?
That's amazing.
It all started from just a little thing about us going to San Luis and him doing that. It just amazes me. It really does.
Amen.
As I look back and I just praise him for the life I had. It's been wonderful because some people have asked me, well, whatever happened to all those children? Do you have any idea? And what happened to them, because our hearts were heavy. You don't know how hard it was for Dale and me to let those children go. It was very, very hard. But, God is blessed. We've kind of investigated some of the lives that they're living. And we have several preachers. We have girls that are serving the Lord and full-time work. Wives of preachers. And what a blessing to know that doesn't mean they all were. I'm sure they're not. But just to know that we had a little bit of heart in their lives is very special to us. So it wasn't wasted years. It was not wasted years. So I just look back and think, how blessed I was. I remember and I'd be scrubbing clothes, drawing every bucket of water from the well. Dale was out in the field helping the guys build. He couldn't come. We had no electricity, and our well was wonderful. We drew all our water from the well. I washed clothes for that man on the rug board. Never had done it in my life till I went to Mexico. But you learn real quickly. And I ironed the next day with a flat iron. I'd never had one of those in my hand, but you learn. And you know what? It was all wonderful. And I just don't regret a day. It was good for me. I'm paying for the price for my back right now, but that's okay. It was a wonderful price to pay.
Amen.
And I just praise the Lord that we were able to go and serve Mexico in a way that God called me, and I was able to go, and I'm thankful for that.
Amen.
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 God is good.